10:34 p.m. That is, of course, local time. It's 19:30 UTC, where you live, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm your chairman and host, and I have no idea what we're doing today. Well, I guess we could watch a Bundesliga match. We got one starting here in a few minutes. So maybe we'll pay attention to some Bundesliga. Do I have food? Why am I thinking of food? Oh, I'm always thinking of food. I need to eat at some point in time. I'm not sure what I'm going to eat today. But that doesn't matter at this point. What are we going to do instead? It's a bit cold today and I probably need to go to the store. Not because it's cold, but because it's going to get super cold later. And it might snow, so I might have to go to the store. I don't even know what I need. Food. I'm really starting to hate food.
Acetone, 19 hours, 28 minutes, coordinated universal time.
Well, that was weird. We traveled back in time 2 whole minutes. Oh, and look what's on. This is a game between Borussia Dortmund and Hoffenheim in the Bundesliga today. We're definitely going to have to check some of that out. Okay, I think that game has started. That Bundesliga game has started, so we need to leave the room and go out of the studio, closing the door behind me. Because we can't let kitties loose in there. Go into the other room here, and here we have it. Oh my god. Hoffenheim 2, Borussia Dortmund 1. That's no good. And we are now 33 minutes into the game. Oh, that can't be good. Plugging in the equipment here. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. There's one of my favorite guys on Borussia Dortmund's team, Bender. Oh, I like to call him Bender Bending Rodriguez, but that is not, in fact, his real name. Hoffenheim's got a kick into the box, and Dortmund gets their head on it, and it's safe. One thing I like about watching Bundesliga is I get to learn German words. Because, you know, all the advertising and stuff is all in German. And I just saw a word. It was Sudzucker. Sudzucker. What does that mean? Does it mean South Sugar? And if it does mean South Sugar, what is this product? What are they trying to sell me? I'm going to see it again here. It just says Sudzucker. And there's just a little logo. And then there's another side. Alpina di Farbexperten. What does Farbexperten mean? I don't know, but that's a great one. I love good German words with lots of Z's and stuff in it. That's always good. And now somebody's getting a yellow card on the Hoffenheim team. I don't know that guy. Apparently his name is Hubner. I'm not familiar with his work. I don't know everybody on every single German football team. I barely get to see any of this. So, you know, you can't blame me. All right. And I think what we're going to do now is just see what else is on. Just so we're not missing anything. So we go up to this channel and yeah, nothing. This channel, yeah, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And should we check our other sports channels? Let's go see what's on ESPN. I bet it's not sports. Yeah, here's a show called His and Hers. And it's just two people wearing the stupidest sweaters. And they're just talking about somebody in sports who isn't even a sports player. Okay, so we go up to the next ESPN. And here's one guy standing in front of a screen. And he's talking about American football. Yeah, okay. So that's boring. Let's see what's on CNN. Breaking news. Obama Clinton not treated fairly during election? Oh, come on. Everybody's complaining. Everybody's got that Trump fear cooking in their brains. The whole world will probably explode. We are all gonna die. Oh my God. Donald Trump is gonna push the nuclear button and kill us all. Yeah, well, I got news for everyone. Despite what you have seen on TV shows and cartoons, the President of the United States does not have a giant red button on his desk that launches all the nuclear missiles. It doesn't work that way, kids. It just doesn't. Well, let's go to the Weather Channel, see what lies they're telling me. Well, at least it's 25 degrees. It doesn't seem like it's that warm, but I could be wrong. I'm all messed up these days. I feel cold, which is strange. Never used to feel cold. And Teen Titans Go is on, just like always, because for some reason that's the most popular show in the world and it has to be on for 6 to 8 hours a day. And no, I'm not talking about the marathon days. Nothing on TCM. We got some ghost show. Can you believe this? That's a TV show where people go around looking for ghosts? That's just unreal. What kind of world are we living in today? Why am I going through the dumb channels? Why don't I just jump up to... Ooh! We got a rugby game on. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And it is rugby union. It is not rugby league. And what am I looking at? This could be... Is this sevens or is this straight up union? It's Scotland versus United States. And they won't give me a shot. They're just showing the same old replay over and over again. This is sevens. And it looks like, yeah, it's United States versus Scotland. And it's now 19-19 with a minute 30 left to play. I love that guy's hair. United States got the ball. Oh, nice drop, America. And that was forward. They just turned the ball over. Well, I had no idea that this was on. I'm kind of mad. So this must be the beginning of the seventh season. Where is this? Oh, South Africa. Okay, that explains why everybody's standing around in shorts and short-sleeve shirts enjoying the weather. Yes. Well, that's lovely. I wish I was there. I wish I was watching this game live. Oh, good job, Scotland. I can't even watch. It's just forward after forward. Oh, Dortmund's getting carded. Wah, wah, wah. Ooh, look at this. Beverly Hills 90210 is on. I'll read you the description. The students at West Beverly High are forced to confront their own mortality when one of the group dies. And I'll tell you right now, it wasn't what's her name? Shannon Doherty. That would have been awesome though. La la la. Now we're on the Big Ten channels and there's nothing happening. Hallmark channels, nothing's happening. Oh my God. Ooh, Let's Go to Prison is on. That's a good movie, except it's on the Espanol channel. Oh, it looks like it's just catching the end of it too. That's actually a funny movie. I kind of liked it. I have to admit. It's stupid, but sometimes I like stupid. Only when I'm trying to entertain myself, though. Not when I'm trying to deal with other people. I do not like it when other people are stupid. Please be... Oh, look at this. The Party is on. Peter Sellers. Always entertaining. And what else do we got? We got some fighting on the other fighting channel. And then we've got Rambo 3... Oh, thank God it's over. What's coming up next?
There will be no entertainment today. Alright, so we're back to sevens here, and got another game starting up. It's South Africa versus New Zealand. This is always my favorite lineup. You know you're going to get a good game when it's South Africa and New Zealand. Two of the biggest rugby powers in the world. And here they are battling it out, playing sevens in Cape Town. So RSA is the home team. This will be great. But you know who the big spoiler is going to be? It's either going to be Tonga or Fiji. We'll see what happens. Alright, I just heard my rice cooker go off. So that means it's time to eat some food. And there's 1 minute left in this first half. And if you're thinking, hey, that went by pretty fast, well, that's because these halves are only 7 minutes long. That's right, the entire game only lasts 14 minutes. And South Africa just scored. New Zealand scored a couple minutes ago, so it's here comes the extra kick. It's good. It is 7-7 with 30 seconds left in the first half. South Africa versus New Zealand. Let's go All Blacks. And oddly enough, if you're wondering, the All Blacks are the New Zealand team. That is the name of them. And so here's the kickoff. There's going to be one more play left in this half. South Africa kicking it to New Zealand. New Zealand's got it on the ground. Oh, there goes the siren. And the RSA guy just blew his knee out. So are they going to call it? Are they going to play it? We don't know. It's time for me to go get my rice. Okay, so now here we are. I got my rice, and I've got a little bit of shaved beef. Not the best stuff in the world, but maybe it'll taste like something. And I've got my bottle of Merdizer here. There's 2 minutes left in the game between South Africa and New Zealand. It is RSA 14, New Zealand 7. Come on, New Zealand. I gotta eat some of this. The good news is that this doesn't taste horrible, because I did manage to, you know, do the beef with a little pepper and garlic. It tastes good with the merdizu. The bad news is the rice isn't completely perfect. The reason that is that I just used the last of my rice, and there's never an even measure when you're down to the end of the bag, although it was kind of close. Now, when you're using a rice cooker, there's a magic ratio of how much rice to how much water that you need to add. And if you don't have a perfect amount of rice, then it's hard to estimate how much water. And so instead of the normal 1.5 units of rice that would go to, you know, 2 units of water, I only had about 1.25 units of rice. God damn it. South Africa just beat New Zealand. Well, good for them, I guess. New Zealand can't win them all, so. And so anyway, this rice isn't quite perfect, but beggars can't be choosers. Yum, yum, yum. Well, it could be worse, and I have certainly done worse in the past. So now, we're just going to sit here and eat lunch and watch the next Rugby Sevens game, which I think is England versus Scotland, but we'll know here in a minute. Yep, and here's the kick, England versus Scotland. And the winner of this will go to the final against South Africa. So this ought to be interesting. I don't know who to root for. Usually I root for Scotland, but I don't know. Yeah, and Brian Hightower is one of the commentators. All right. I've seen that guy play a couple of times. I mean, in real life, here in town. He used to play for the Gentlemen of Aspen. And the Gentlemen of Aspen used to occasionally come to Omaha and play the Greater Omaha Touring Side, or GOATS, if you will. And this game between Scotland and England right now is pretty much just a battle for possession. Not much has happened yet, but then again, we're only a minute and a half into it. England's got possession. They finally have made it into Scotland's half. Oh, England over the 22-meter line. Oh, he's breaking. Yep. And that's going to be a try for England right there. 5 points. The kick is up, and it's good. England 7, Scotland 0. Okay, this is funny. I just took my empty rice bowl up into the kitchen to put it into the sink so I could wash it later. And England scored again. So, that's good for England. The truly bizarre thing is that as I sit here and talk about it, England is scoring again. So we've got about 45 seconds left in the first half. England at 19, Scotland 0. Huh. Kind of one-sided here so far. But right as the siren is going off to end the half, Scotland manages to get a try right in the middle. So that extra kick will probably happen. And so now it's 7-19. Awesome. And while it's halftime for this game, I'm going to flip over to the Hoffenheim-Dortmund game. Yes, and Dortmund has equalized. It is now 2-2 in the 69th minute. Some guy's being hauled off on a stretcher. Oh, it's Dembele. It's Ousmane Dembele. That's not so great. Kind of need that guy. And the second half kick is up and in the air. And they keep mentioning this referee, and I'm not sure if I'm hearing his name properly, but it sounds like they're saying Rasta. Like his first name is Rasta. Rasta Rasalingi. I'm going to have to pay more attention. Oh, England's got the ball. They're inside New Zealand's 22. They're pushing pretty hard. Oh! Right through the hands of the English guy on that pass there. Oh, and there's a great interception by Scotland. And this guy's one-handed it. He's at the halfway line. Throws it back. And, of course, they lose it. Scotland throws it right to the English guy, who's taking off, and he is gone into the try zone, and he dots it down. England scores another try with 5 minutes left. Oliver Lindsay-Haig, 26th try in his sevens series career. Nice. And the kick is good. They're showing it again. This guy's limping a little bit as he's running. Don't know how much more effective he's going to be. But with 4 minutes remaining in the game, it is Scotland 7, England 26. They're running away with it. And they just kicked it out. We got some contention in the middle of the field here. I think Scotland just committed a foul. England's now got the ball. There's 2.5 minutes left. Free kick for England. They kick to touch, and it goes out right at about the Scotland 10-meter line, which is 10 meters from the center line, not 10 meters from the goal line. The 22-meter line is 22 meters from the goal line. The 10-meter line is 10 meters from the half line. If you're American and you're used to measuring things from goal ends, this might be slightly confusing to you, but it would make more sense if you just saw a diagram. However, this being radio, I cannot draw you that diagram, and
England's on a tear. They're right at Scotland's 22, passing it back, trying to find some open space at the other end of the field. Do they have it? Maybe, maybe not. A good pass, and yes, Scotland over the line, dots it down. There's a try for England, another 5 points by Ethan Waddleton. And he's a newbie. This is only his second try. So yay, so noobs get a goal. Hooray. The kick is up, the kick is good for another 2 points. There's 1 minute left and the clock is running. 33-7, England over Scotland. Scotland's on a break on the far side. He's got one guy to lose. Oh, and he loses him. Scotland crosses the line, dots it down. Scotland with a try for 5 points. 22 seconds left in the game. Scotland gets the 2-point conversion. They restart the game. Oh, and of course, England just kicks it out of bounds, and that ends the game as the siren goes off. So it looks like it's going to be England versus South Africa in the cup final. And the next game that's going to be on, however, is the United States versus Fiji. All right, that'll start here in a minute. Place your wagers now. Place your wagers early to avoid being shut out at the windows. My money is, of course, on Fiji. And here's something a little bit weird. While we're waiting for the next game to start, USA versus Fiji, they're showing an advertisement for Thursday night football, which will be played on Saturday during the day. So I'm not sure why they're calling it Thursday night football, but you know, whatever. And here we go, back to the game. Oh, the two teams are running out onto the field, and all the Americans look very skinny. And of course, all the Fijians, they look like Fijians. And here we go with the kick. The United States will kick to Fiji. And I have a feeling, should I predict a score? I don't know. The United States will probably get a couple of tries. Fiji's going to win, though. I think I'll predict Fiji wins by 14 points or more. There's the kick. It travels 10 yards. Uh-oh. And somehow Fiji doesn't manage to get it. And that looks like a knock-on by Mr. Barrett. And so, not exactly an auspicious start. So we've got a scrum here in the Fiji half. They've already managed to burn off 45 seconds. Scrum, scrum, scrum. Fiji brings it out. Let's see what Fiji can do. That wasn't so great. Pick up the ball. Would you pick up the ball and run with it, please? Oh, and they lose it to the Americans. And that guy's trying to get through, but no, he gets blonked. And these guys are just going to sit here and kind of zwiddle around. Will the United States be able to score on this possession? They're trying. They're trying to be tricky. Lots of no-look behind-the-back passes that aren't being completed. Now they're showing the American fans in the stands, and they're all wearing Santa Claus crap. You know, whatever. We've got a scrum on the 22-meter line. 5 minutes left remaining. Here's a good breakout by Fiji. He's got to outrun one guy, one American who's got the angle on him. Oh, he takes a pause. The guy runs past him. Fiji in for the try. And there's 5 points. The kick is up and it's good. 7 points for Fiji. No points for United States. And that try was scored by Kalinasau. I like that guy. I want to say... I think he's the all-time scoring leader for Fiji, but they're putting up some statistics. No, he's the second leading try score for Fiji. Oh, and Fiji recovers their own kickoff. There's one single guy battling three Americans. A pass to another Fijian. Boom, across the line. Another try for Fiji. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game. Or left in the half. Nice. Who got that? I wasn't paying attention. I looked up. Vera Malua. I don't know if I know that guy. Oh, apparently he's kind of new. That explains it. The kick is good. 14 to nothing. Go Fiji. So the Fijians kick to the Americans. And we got some good looking play from the Americans here. Well, up until now, where they just threw it to New Zealand. And now it's out of bounds. So what? Why is there not a line out? Oh, I guess we did not go out of bounds. Apparently the guy lost it and there was a foul before it went out of bounds, and so now there's a scrum. Scrummy, scrum, scrum. The scrum is won by Fiji, and now they are working their way upfield. They can't find a way through. There's a nice pass. Oh, he wanted to break, but no, now he's losing it. Donk, wild back pass. Nobody picked it up, and they lost about 20 yards there. A lot of Fijian passing here. We got 1 minute left in the half, and that American guy just went over the top. But, the referee's playing advantage for Fiji. Advantage Fiji, and they're trying to find an open guy. Is this guy gonna bust it out? Yep, there he goes. Boom. Running up the far side, and the Americans are just gonna let him have it. So he's just jogging. I can run that fast. And over the line, dots it down. There's another 5 points for Fiji. Fiji 19, USA 0. 20 seconds left to play in the first half. So what's going to happen here is they're going to waste plenty of time, then take their extra kick, their extra points kick, and that will be the end of the first half. The kick is up. It's good. While the sirens are going off, they're actually going to have to do a kickoff because you can't end the game on a dead ball play. So Fiji kicks to America. It does not go 10 yards. But the referee doesn't call it. Fiji recovers their own kick. Oh, but they lose it. The Americans got it deep in their own half. And the guy manages to cross his 10-yard line. Oh, he flips the guy to the ground. The ball goes out of bounds. And that is the end of the first half. Fiji 21, USA 0. I'm running out of time here to do any more commentary, so we're just going to wait until the game's over, and I'll tell you the final score before I sign out for the day.
And it's over. Even though the United States managed to score a try after the time ran out, they still lost 28-12. Fiji wins. I knew it. And I knew they would win by more than 14 points. So hooray for me. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
It's 20 hours.